Last week, the Haines Assembly backtracked on opening a new heli-ski area. The Assembly approved two parcels of land for heli-skiing in December. This week, Assembly member Stephanie Scott wanted to remove one, Area S2 in the Taukensha Mountains. She wanted to add three new parcels.
The reason I want to eliminate S2 is it is an area of high concern to ADF&G. I want to adhere to their recommendations because they are the experts.
The Department of Fish and Game has weighed in on possible heli-ski areas because of the industry's potential to disrupt mountain goat and Denning brown bear habitat. The Assembly voted to remove S2, but tensions flared when it came to opening the other three areas to industry. Fish and Game had ranked him of lower concern.
Since the committee approved of these, since the manager approved of these, I feel like we need to go along with that point of view.
Some members felt just because areas were ranked lower on ADF&G's level of concern, they were still concerning. Assembly member Sean Mady put it this way.
All of the zones are of high concern for ADF&G. Those four are just the least damning of all of them, and gun to their head, those would be the ones they would have to choose.
Member Tom Morfitt concurred.
I'm not going to support this motion because I don't trust Fish and Game when they say these areas are of less concern.
Member Heather Lundy came to the same conclusion for a different reason.
When we heard from the heli-ski industry, they said that they hadn't used all their skier days, that no one was being turned away, that this wasn't an issue of curtailing an industry.
In the end, the vote to add three new areas failed, 4-2. Sunny Sundberg owns heli-ski company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, SEBA. They originally requested the area be open to skiing.
After hearing they had adopted S2, I was hopeful that we were moving beyond some of the old argument and rhetoric that surrounded the heli-ski map issue. I really wasn't aware that it was going to be back on the table.
S2 is a 174-acre parcel of land at the bottom of a continuous slope already open for skiing, Sundberg says. He sees it as a buffer that would make his clients safer.
Our guest safety is actually not as important as potential disturbance of wildlife. And I guess that is upsetting.
According to Fish and Game, S2 is a site of special concern, and opening it is likely to disturb mountain goats and potentially bears. The Assembly did seem to agree on one thing. It was a good idea to get the heli-ski industry and the Department of Fish and Game to talk face-to-face about creating a map that will work for wildlife and skiers. Assembly member Lundy was optimistic.
We're in a really good position right now with ADF&G working with the heli-ski operators to potentially come up with a lot more area that they can ski and use without impacting the natural environment. And I'm really hopeful that that's going to happen.
Though no details have been formalized, Sunny Sundberg says the heli-ski industry is open to a meeting too. They also want to find a balance to protect natural resources, he says. Their business depends on it. The borough has been wrestling with whether to open more places, and which places, for heli-skiing for more than a year and a half. So far, only one area in the Porcupine region is on its way to being opened. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.